Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about running this morning. The Great Train Race is coming up May 5th. We're going to talk about that. Also, the Trains, Planes, and Automobile Kids Race series that the Y is involved with. We're going to get in about that. And the other thing we're going to talk about this morning is the Fredericksburg Area Running Club, their connection to all of this and their anniversary. Vic Culp is here from Race Timing Unlimited and the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. And Kathy Wiese is here from the Rappahannock YMCA. Kathy, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Vic. Good to have you here this morning. Thank you for having me back.
This is, Kathy, the last time we talked, it was cold and it was going to be still a long ways away. But it's warmer now, still raining, but we're getting close.
We're getting close, just a few weeks out, you know, we're getting excited, gearing up for Great Train Race, the first leg of our Trains, Planes, and Automobiles race series. So we're doing all we can to get ready for the events coming up.
It's going to be
no rain.
Hopefully, yes. It's usually the Great Train Race. A couple years ago, it rained.
It did. That was actually the first year I went and checked out the race, and it pouring.
It was a cold rain.
Yes.
Yes, it was. But we're not going to have that this year.
No, we won't.
We are not because you're involved in it, and we are not. With the May 5th startup, or the May 5th is when you know the race day. This is the time if you haven't gotten your kids signed up. Get them signed up,
especially before April 23rd. That after that, prices kind of increase and things like that. So you definitely want to get in before the end of this month, is what I would recommend.
The race is downtown. There's nothing like it for kids. There literally is nothing like it.
It hasn't been all the years of it. They take over the main streets of downtown. So if you enjoy running races and seeing kids have a lot of fun and staying moving and healthy and come downtown and check them out, cheer them on. It's a good time. It's a great family event and it goes all day. So there'll be vendors down there as well and you can just come and check out the sites. It'll be great.
The earliest, I think, is what? The first race is around 7.
Yes, 7. And I want to say the
7, last... 7:30 is the first race. They start checking in at 7 o'clock at the start line.
Okay.
That's the older boys, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
And then when's the caboose run? That's the last leg.
Caboose run, that starts at 11:30. Yeah. George Dashington is at 11 o'clock.
Okay. There we go.
So it's
a full morning.
It really is a type of, and Vic, you've been there and have seen it through through all the years. It really is a memory-making race for families.
A lot of kids, a lot of families, yes. And we had families grow up in the race from youngest to their last race when they're 18.
I know when my son was the last four to run in it, it was a sad day.
Yeah.
A few years ago, when he ran, that you realize, you've got no more family members running in it.
Yeah, this is the 25th year, so this race has been around for quite some time. I don't think you can correct me, but I don't know of any other races that have been around that long in the area, especially for children.
Well, children races now, no. But adult races are. Some longer running ones, yes. So.
There are several ways you can sign up for it. There's the website, gtrfredericksburg.com, Great Train Race, Fredericksburg.com, gtrfredericksburg.com. Race Timing Unlimited also, I think can you sign up through
yes,
that?
So,
you got a link there.
We link on that, and the gtrfredericksburg.com links over to our page for the registration.
And the same thing, family-ymca.org is the YMCA's website. Again, where you can click a link and get right to Race Timing Unlimited and sign right up. Or you can come into any YMCA in the area, and we have our flyers there.
And you said April 23rd is when there'll be the price increase.
Yes. But you can still sign up, and then online registration closes.
We'll close it initially at midnight on the 23rd.
Okay.
We want to get a good T-shirt count, make sure everybody who's pre-registered gets the size they want. And then we'll probably open it up again after that a little bit. And then late registration will be at Dick's.
Mm-hmm. You can sign all the way up through Saturday at Dick's. And then come on out bright and early Sunday morning.
The and that's where the packet pickup is.
Where packet pickup is. It's at Dick's Sporting Goods in the mall, or Spotsylvania Town Center as it is now. And we have packet pickup times Thursday, May 2nd, 10 to 7, Friday, 10 to 7, and then Saturday, 10 to 5.
One of the things that you never know, especially with the great train race or even just this kids race series that you've got, Kathy, is just what's going to happen. A kid may run in it for the first time and they're hooked. I'm sure you've seen that too, Vic.
Yes.
Where kids come and run in this and all of a sudden they want to run in more, which is why I think it's great to have this race series now that there are some races they can run in, and who knows where it takes them.
Yes. Actually, the Frederick Area Running Club, we have a group, youth running group called the Rappahannock Ospreys. This has come about in the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Over time, we've always had parents call us individually every once in a while. Somebody saying, my child likes to run.
Yeah.
Is there any groups out here that will help them train? And we really haven't had anything. And then the past 3 or 4 years, the Rappahannock Ospreys sprung up. We have some parents. They've gone through the background screenings and all the safe sport education. They've done coaching training. And we have probably 15 to 20 kids now in the Rappahannock Ospreys. So if somebody is interested in more serious running and getting training into it, they can join a group. Meets on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Pratt Park is where I think they're meeting right now.
Okay.
Runfark.com is the FARC website. Also, FARC.org will also go to the FARC website. It's a way that they can get information on the group.
What a great thing, though, because that really always was the situation of where there weren't a lot of chances for kids to be able to run like this,
right.
And to have a series and to have a group like the Rappahannock Ospreys who knows where that'll take running in
That's
this
right.
area.
Yeah. With the great train race, you would expect our high school athletes to have excelled coming up from the younger ages, and we've seen a lot of the younger runners excelled when they've gotten to high school.
I'd say the nice thing the great train race has provided is not only just the mile race, but the half and the quarter mile. So we're really capturing the audience as younger and younger and really encouraging running and moving. And I think that's the great thing about great train race, that they've started those three distances. And now through the series, we're continuing that on to really try to keep that schedule of running and kind of making it more of a every day or something, a challenge to do every month as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, the Great Train Race is May 5th. It is downtown, gtrfredericksburg.com, the website there. April 23rd is when the price will go up. But you can, like you said, you can sign up even the day before. Just go to Dick's, and you can sign up there.
Yes. So come on down and see us. We will be there.
There'll be a lot of volunteers. There's just a lot of energy downtown.
There really is. We're gearing up. We have a great volunteer coordinator, Nancy Ball, who is also a FARC member, and she is just getting us volunteers left and right. It's fantastic. But if you do want to volunteer, we could definitely use more help. And you can go to gtrfredericksburg.com and say you want to help with this race, and you know Jennifer and Nancy will get you signed up.
There are just all kinds of things. Whether it's helping with packet pickup or sorting T-shirts, or there are just so many different areas that you need help in.
The start line, making sure children get food and water.
Yeah.
Helping at the finish line, passing out medals. Even with the setup, if you can't be there race day, mm-hmm. we need help the day before just setting up. So, and like you said, packet pickup. She's trying to get as many runners as we can, 2,500 total. So we need to get out 2,500 registrant packets. So we definitely need the help and the manpower.
And speaking of Vic, with Race Timing Unlimited, the way this is timed just like any adult race.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so you've got a lot of chips and that kind of thing to keep track of.
Yes, we use reusable chips for this race. Means every child in the mile has to pick up their timing chip. And we do this right at the start of the race before their heat starts, so we don't have a lot of chips roaming around, getting sensed at the finish line that don't belong there initially. And then we have a nice group from the Services League, helps get the chips on, get the right chip to the right child, and then another group at the finish line pulling them off for them. So we get times down to the second, and we have actually history of the Great Train Race on my site of the best races by age and the records by age on there. So we have a lot of good information on racetimelimited.org for history of times and how kids have done.
Isn't that funny? I mean, that was for some parents who don't know that, to be able to go back and see what your kids ran.
Yes, yes.
Is a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, the only times we don't have, the only history we don't have is the very first year.
Yeah.
This was 1995. FARC put this race on. Debbie Bernardis was the originator. Mm-hmm. She started advertising, I believe, about 6 weeks before the race. We had 300 kids. The timing system and the computer that was used required that all the data be input for a heat before the next, and the next heat could not start until they input all the information for it.
Yeah.
And the following year, I rewrote some of the software so that we could get the heats run faster. And that data, we just can't find that, can't find it. But we do have all the rest of the results after that in our history database. So.
24 to 25 years.
That's amazing. And that's a great thing about this partnership as well is with Race Timing Unlimited. Vic is actually timing all three of the races in the series.
Yes.
So we're able to get all of that information and it's out nice and quick and we can even tally. So by the end of the series, we can actually give award to the top five boys and girls who've overall done well in the series.
May 5th is a great train race in downtown Fredericksburg. GTRFredericksburg.com is where you can find out all the information. Kathy Wiese is here. Vic Culp is here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. It is a significant group in this area, and it also celebrates an anniversary. We'll talk about it when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Wiese and Vic Culp here this morning. Kathy with Rappahannock YMCA. They've got a race series. She's also involved with the Great Train Race. The series, Kathy, that you again have is Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. We talked about the Great Train Race that we start with on May the 5th, but then you've got two other races.
Yes. So this series now just has a new sponsor coming up, Fredericksburg Orthodontics and Invisalign Center by Dr. Diana Almy.
Mm-hmm.
She is now, or they are now, our title sponsor series for the series, our title sponsor. So they found this passion with us and they're joining us. So we're excited. But right after Great Train Race in June, June 8th at 8 a.m., we'll be at Shannon Airport for the Cleared for Takeoff race. And that will be super exciting because Shannon Airport will close down their runway for an hour and a half so our participants can run on the runway.
How cool is that?
It's really awesome. It's such a fun time. I never realized how large the runway was and how wide it is. And I mean, last year we had around 250 runners just running down that field. It was great.
And they'll never forget it. And their parents won't either.
And then the top three finishers, boys and girls, of that particular race got an airplane ride. So talk about a bonus.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. The girls got to go first and then the boys. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to see.
Yeah. Then on July 7th, it's Runners Start Your Engines.
Yes. And that'll be at 9 a.m. Again, Dominion Raceway down in Thornburg. They'll close down their oval track and the kids get to run on the track itself. And they finish on a checkered flag finish. And last year, the kids actually got a ride in the pace car around the oval track, the top three boy and girl finishers.
Again.
So some really cool benefits.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles is the kids series that the Rappahannock YMCA involved in. And you were telling me that if you sign up for all three?
If you sign up for the series and you're one of the first 100 children to do so, we were donated some free awesome race series T-shirts.
Yeah.
So the first, we have 100 of them. So while supplies last, whoever signs up and can get to the Ron Rosner YMCA down in Fredericksburg or off Smith Station Road, if they can come to our YMCA, show us their receipt or even their little emailed receipt from Race Timing Unlimited, they can get a free T-shirt.
Again, for information on this series, I guess you can go to the Race Timing Unlimited.
You can go to Race Timing Unlimited. Vic has it all up. All four options for you. So you can do the Trains, Planes, and Automobiles race series, or if you just need to sign up individually for each race, maybe you can't do all three. You can do all of that at Race Timing or family-ymca.org.
And after the Great Train Race is finished and you've run the Great Train Race and you now want to run the other two races, we have an add-on process that you can add the last two races onto the series.
So, if you don't want to commit right now, you can do it after you find that love of running when you cross the finish line.
Great Train Race.
Okay. So it's all kinds of – you make it very easy.
We're trying to because it – who doesn't like to go running?
Yes.
You have definitely taught you're not going to get an argument from Vic. For years, Vic has been involved in running. Before we get into the Fredericksburg Area Running Club in FARC, Vic, we've talked about Race Timing Unlimited. I mean, I see you at finish lines all over with these races.
Yeah, we time about 70 races a year, 70 events a year, mostly in the Fredericksburg area. We do get down to Richmond a little bit, out to Reedville. They have a 4th of July race normally on the Saturday before or after the 4th of July. Real nice flat course out in Reedville. We've been up in the West Virginia, a couple races in the D.C. area, but we concentrate mostly in Fredericksburg and a couple triathlons up in Bristow.
How'd you get interested in this and involved in this?
I started timing races with FARC probably with the first downtown mile. Don Baxter would help Terry McLaughlin with the YMCA for the longest time races. And since I was one of the founding members of FARC, our first race was the downtown mile. And I just started learning the systems a little bit. And then so I'd been timing races mostly manually up until 2007. And then my daughter, youngest daughter, graduated from college. So I retired from IT and started timing races full-time at Race Time Unlimited. And our whole purpose was to get kids' races more popular around the area.
Yeah.
And I mean the area other than just Fredericksburg. We've timed a race down in Richmond, Short Pump Mile, for the last 10 years. And unfortunately, they decided not to put the race on this year. They were up to 1,400 kids down in their race. Same format as the Great Train Race.
Yeah.
It just seems that every community, how they handle kids' races is different. A lot of them just like to throw them out there and let them run
just
and
run.
Don't time them. No competition. This is a good part about the Great Train Race. Since we have the 16 heats, we have girls and boys that are 6 years old running a race can have what the feeling is to be on the front of the race. So they can see. Not all packed together with these older kids.
Yeah.
It gives everybody experience. They run with the kids of their own age. So this really makes this race format that we've used here, the Great Train Race, unique around the country. There's not a lot of races that do the same thing. I know that Virginia Beach, they have their race with the Shamrock. And they get probably 2,500 to 4,000 kids down there now. But still, it's not really a race. It's getting with your classmates and running a mile.
Yeah.
The final mile down is Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this format we have here. So the intention was to try to get this format at other locations. And we time probably just kids only races, maybe about 5 a year now. So, and then we do a lot of the adult races in this area, all the Grand Prix races, Fredericksburg Area Running Club Grand Prix races, and then Turkey Trot. We do that race every year. Turkey Trot's our largest race now. We get about, I think we were about 4,000 last year for the 5K and the mile.
It is a huge race, and on Thanksgiving, I mean, you've got the heats back up all the way around snakes around James Monroe High School there.
Yes, and we because the streets in the city where we run aren't quite wide enough for that larger crowd at one time. We've spread it out into 5 waves. They start 5 minutes apart. And when people register, they indicate their desire estimated finish time.
Yeah, so that you can place them.
So we place them out there, and we do a pretty good job. The last wave has always been our walkers wave. We very encourage any 5K, encourage anybody that can come out, walk, run, whatever they want to do. So our last wave there is the green wave is our walkers wave, and we do a pretty good job seeding the runners out there, so the waves are pretty grouped together. Last couple of years, our waves have started closer than 5 minutes apart, but the city's asked us to spread them out a little bit so residents can get out between the waves they need to on Thanksgiving morning, so because everybody's trying to get to their locations, dinner or whatever, and don't want to get backed up on the race. But we get a pretty good-sized crowd out there for it. So.
Well, you have the setup. I mean, your crew knows just how to set up and tear down. I mean, it's you've got it down to where I've seen you do it, and it's you're pretty proficient at it.
Yeah. Yes, we try to get there an hour and a half before and be out of there no more than an hour after the race.
So, yeah.
And try to everything we have has to be mobile. We can't staple anything to the ground, or so we have to put the arch up, and hopefully it's not too windy or too rainy. Unfortunately, this last fall we've had more rain than we can. My next door neighbor thinks I'm a nut because every Monday I have four tents in the backyard drying.
Yeah,
so it's like
yes.
It's a tent rental place here. So.
Race Timing Unlimited, it's a great, it's again one of those websites that has all kinds of information about races going on in the area. RaceTimingUnlimited.org, RunFARC.com or .org will give you information, GTRFredericksburg.com, and also for the family-ymca.org.
Yes, sir.
For your series. So there are lots, you can't say that there aren't. I don't know how to find out information, Kathy.
I know exactly.
It's around
as many places as we could get out there.
And even the runfark.com and fark.org they have a calendar page.
Yeah.
Of every race that ends in the area is listed on that calendar page.
There are just really a lot of races in this area, and it's all because of what FARC has meant and done in this area. We're going to talk about its history. When we come back, Vic Culp here, Kathy Wiese here. May 5th is the Great Train Race. That's our focus, but running also is our focus this morning, too. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA coming up on 8:30. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will be right back.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
The Weather Channel.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk.
Kathy Wiese here, Vic Culp here. We are talking about running in the area. May 5th, the Great Train Race, GTRFredericksburg.com. For that, also the Trains, Planes, and Automobiles Kids Race Series is also going on. And before we get out of here this morning, we again will talk about that. A lot of running to this area for a lot of people. Vic Culp goes back to the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. I know a lot of areas. There are you go into a lot of areas. Virginia Beach and Richmond have running clubs, but boy, the FARC has really had an impact in this area and still does.
Yes, been around 25 years now. Our actual anniversary was Tuesday night for our 25th anniversary. 1993, John Robbins. He was a liver transplant recipient.
Yeah,
unfortunately, he passed away in 1998. He was looking for people to run with, and I saw a ad in the Freelance Star in the running section, people interested in forming a running group, meet at the YMCA on a certain date in November. I just finished the Marine Corps Marathon. That was my first marathon. And we had about 10 people there. Most of them ran a bunch, and he was just looking for people to run with. And one of the decisions we made that night that we would have a group run every Saturday morning. Initially, it was in the Sophia Street parking lot where we'd start. And then I guess in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, when Hyperion Expresso opened up, we eventually moved our group run up to there. And we've had that group run now every Saturday morning for the last 25 years. The idea of that was somebody came, left the city and left the area and then came back. They'd always know where to come to run on Saturday morning. And the group grouped together. There were some lean times. We'd have three people out there. But right now, our group runs, we're getting probably 20 to 25 people. We do have a new members group run. And we mean members. It's people who are new to the area or new to running. They can come out. It's the second Saturday of the month. The next one's coming up is May 11th. We have a six-mile course, this group run, but we have all the – they have it mapped out. We have all the shortcuts. So if you only want to go 3 miles, we have a shortcut coming back. You can hit the back end there. And then on these new member runs, we will always put people into pace groups, and somebody from the club will stay with those pace groups to show them around so they don't feel lost in the area. And they know where they're coming, and they get to know us, and that's part of the organization. After that original meeting in 93, I told John that I was pretty good with organizations and I could help with the accounting part of it and setting up the 501c3 and all that work. I had written the constitution for the club, and then eventually, back in the early 70s, I was ran with the Roadrunners Club of America, DC Roadrunners, in some of their races. So I knew about that organization. So we became a RRCA club when we got our 10th member in April of 1994. The club, we were 501c3, so nonprofit. Our first race was that summer, the Downtown Mile. It was an evening race.
Saturday night. Yeah.
We ran the length of Sophia Street. And Sophia Street from Pitt Street down to the city dock is a little bit less than a mile. So we had a real weird start. We had to start on Pitt Street and had to make a turn in within the first 100 feet. But everybody enjoyed that race. Downhill finish. We'll get that out right.
Yep.
So everybody had a good time. We called it a downhill race. We had a couple people from out of town complain. We had that little hill coming up to Wolf Street. Which is the same hill in the Great Train Race, but they said it's a little hill, and we promised downhill. So, but that Downtown Mile, we will be running that again this year. The course has changed over to Castiglia's on William Street. We run up Hanover Street to Sunken Well and back. That'll be our 26th year for that race. If I get that right. And then, of course, the Great Train Race started in 1995. Also in 95, we've started our summer track series, which was once a week. It was in June and July, and it's at James Norrell High School. We've extended it now where we start the track series in March and runs through the end of July. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. During the month of May, we're going at 6 p.m. on the JM track, and then in July and June, 6:30 starts. Usually, we run four races: a mile, 2 mile, 100 meters, 400 meters, different distances in there. But we only do four events every night. Show up; you don't have to pre-register for those races. No cost. We have ribbons for the kids that finish. Then donations. Totally accepted. And then over time, running clubs, we've managed various races. Started the Heartwood 10-miler. That started in 95. Heartwood, I don't know if you remember Heartwood.
I remember the Rolling Hills.
Rolling Hills. When we started that race, this was Bill Brooks's training run. It was a 10-mile loop around the Curtis Park Road.
Curtis Park, yeah.
And at that point in time, there was almost – no houses out there. There was no neighborhoods. It was just a loop. And it was a real nice place to run. Right now, development's really picked up out there. And it's unfortunate now that we cannot hold a race out there because of the amount of cars on Poplar Road, Heartwood Road.
Oh, so that's why it got moved to Culpeper.
So we moved out to Culpeper. And we have the same type of run, Devil's Den, 10-miler. It runs out of the Culpeper Sports Complex end of August, and we have the same type of environment that Heartwood initially was. It's a loop course. I can't say it's flat. Heartwood really wasn't flat. But Devil's Den is flatter than Heartwood.
Okay.
There's a couple ups and downs, but not as killer as the Heartwood 10-miler.
You encouraged me. I was a fairly new runner and really just doing 5Ks, and you encouraged me to increase distances. And I remember I'd run. It was a 10K in Colonial Beach, and I remember saying, "I think this is about it." And you said, "Nah, you can do Heartwood." Yeah. And I did, and I mean, it was a great. I still have the T-shirt. I still have the medal I got, and the number. And the great thing about FARC is you're pushed to do your best. But you know, whatever you do is good.
Yes. And most of our races, we do have our history. Of every Grand Prix finish,
yeah.
We've had over 88,000 finishers in our 25 years of the Grand. Well, this is now our 26th year of our Grand Prix. Back in '93, there were five races in town. Actually, '94, there were five races in town. We called it the Big Five. That was the first Grand Prix series, and that was the the Organ Donor Awareness 8K, River Run, the Turkey Trot. And the mental health 5K.
Yep.
And is that five races? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And since that time, this area has really taken off. Last year, there was 39 competitive races in the city of Fredericksburg alone.
Wow.
And that includes the historic half, which is the largest race in the city. Probably one of the reasons the Marine Corps came down and put their half marathon on was because of the running community in Fredericksburg and the amount of people we have down here running. And they were close to Quantico, so it helps them get in there. So,
well, and to complete the Grand Prix, I still have the, and I don't remember what year, but I thought it was the coolest T-shirt. And the fact that I got a T-shirt for, had to run a certain number of races to get a T-shirt. And I remember it said, running, there is no speed limit.
Yes.
And I still have that T-shirt, and I will never get rid of it, just because it was a great accomplishment. Running, there's just something about it that gives you confidence, and there's some training involved.
Yes, and there's one of the biggest benefits is that every time you run a race, you have instant feedback.
Yeah, you do.
You have time. You know how you've done. You can see how you feel. Your other parts about races is that the training aspect that you need to go through to run a race is as important as the race itself, and building up the mileage to do that. You were saying that you went from 5Ks up to 10Ks and up to a half marathon.
Yeah.
The important parts, you don't want to get injured. You really don't. And people who increase their mileage too fast is one of the reasons that injuries happen, mostly overuse injuries. The general guidance is that you don't want to increase your weekly mileage more than 5% from week to week. And then the one that people really don't recognize is yearly mileage. So if you ran 1,000 miles last year, you should not run more than 1,100 miles this year. It's 5 to 10% in that range.
Okay.
So get people who will want to jump in and run that first marathon, and they really don't have the base to do it, and that's when they get hurt. And I would like to see somebody run for 30 years rather than just one marathon. I mean, it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
You can go places you've never been. You can go out. I ran the Crater Lake Marathon one year. It was beautiful out there. But I would never have done that.
Yeah.
If I just ran that one marathon and hurt myself and wasn't able to do that, then you'll have this whole group out there running trails. You get up on the Appalachian Trail. There's a bunch of trails down in the Shenandoah National Forest Skyline Drive area that you can get out there. And if you hadn't run before, you haven't built that mileage up, you aren't able to really go out and experience that part of nature at a speed that you normally don't do it. So I know people want to go out there and hike out there. I also encourage people out there and run them, because you can do a nice 10-mile loop in a couple hours get back and enjoy the afternoon here.
How often should somebody change their shoes?
I recommend every, don't have more than 400 miles. Now, I'm talking about mileage and shoe yeah. number of miles. I log every run that I do. I log the time it took, the course I ran, and the shoes I wore, so that you know okay. when your shoes are about to wear out, you just can't, don't want to look at them. I recommend 400 miles. Also, age. Shoes actually sitting on the shelf, the materials in the shoes will start deteriorating after a year and a half. So you have to watch using older shoes. The important part is to be professionally fitted for shoes. And then if you've, once you've run a long time, you'll know what shoes will work for you. But if you're new to the sport and new to running, you want to get them professionally fitted. There's all sorts of terminology
yeah.
that may not exactly match what you think it means, but if you get somebody there that can explain it to you, you can get a pair of shoes that will make it good for your body and your feet. I was told back in the early 90s when I started running more seriously, it was Dr. Ryan at Pratt Medical Center. He said, put gold on your feet, rags on your back. And I've always taken his advice. Spend the $100 to $150 mm-hmm. on a good pair of shoes. That's the important part. That's the basis for good health on running. So,
I like that. Gold on your feet, rags
on
your
back. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, and the great thing here is that you've got races like the Great Train Race or the Y Series. And if your kids do get involved and you know want to do more, FARC is a great resource. To help you, whether it's runs or just people that will help you and you know give you and your kids advice.
Yes, and you join the club. I think our biggest resource is our experienced members.
Yeah,
and some of us might seem standoffish a little bit, may not be a little shy. Not really assertive out there, but most of us are, even the ones that you think are talkative sometimes are really a little shy too on that.
Yeah.
So, but get our experience out there and tell us, find out what it is to improve your running. And when I say improve your running, doesn't mean necessarily running faster.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean necessarily running longer. It's running consistently. Best races aren't necessarily the fastest ones. 5K. If you can run your 5Ks where your mile splits are within seconds of each other, you know you felt that day how it is to run a 5K yeah. and what you could do on that day. So,
runfark.com is the website for the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. It is a great organization to be involved in and has done so much for the community. Runfark.com. You think back to those early days. I'm sure you never envisioned that it would have the membership and the impact that it's had over the years.
I wasn't sure. You think the area was growing and,
yeah.
and the club would be growing too, but I didn't know what to expect when we started out here. I don't know if John knew what to expect.
Yeah.
We can credit John with three big ideas. Running club was one of them.
Yeah.
The second one was the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And the third one was the Turkey Trot.
Huh.
He told the YMCA. He spent a lot of time at the YMCA. When he was doing his training, he was good friend of Terry's and Barney Riley.
Yeah,
and he was one said, "You got to put this race on Thanksgiving. The second oldest race in the country is the Buffalo Turkey Trot. The oldest race is the Boston Marathon.
Yeah,
and then 1 year later is the Buffalo New York Turkey Trot. And it's a 5 mile race. So and it was the YMCA in Buffalo that put the race on. So it is an experience. And right now, the number one day for races in the United States is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
54% of the people who say they run races will run a race on Thanksgiving.
I can believe it. You see around here what it's like.
It's great. You can go out. You
yep.
get that early morning run in. You don't feel guilty about eating that extra
sure.
extra piece plate, of whatever.
Extra plate of turkey.
Extra plate of turkey. You can take that nap and not be
exactly.
feel discouraged.
Yeah.
But it's number one time. And the second, of course, the second most popular day to run races is 4th of July. So.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Vic Culp here, Kathy Wiese here. We're talking running May 5th, the great train race. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and talk about how you can get signed up for that and also for the Trains, Planes, and Automobiles Kids Race Series. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFV.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Wiese, Vic Culp here. We're talking great train race running in the area. The great train race is May the 5th. Kathy, this is part of the Great Train Race is part of the Rappahannock YMCA's Trains, Planes, and Automobiles series, which is just a cool thing.
Yes. Like I said before, we have a great sponsor now for this series, Fredericksburg Orthodontics and Invisalign Center by Diana Elmy. They've reached out, and they are now our sponsor for this whole series. So you will see them at every event. They've got some great goodies, and they're all about kids running and staying healthy and fit. So
May 5th is a great train race.
Yes.
Downtown.
Downtown, Lafayette Boulevard. You will see us there. And then June 8th is cleared for takeoff at Shannon Airport at 8 a.m. And then Runners Start Your Engines is July 7th at Dominion Raceway at 9 a.m.
And that is. So, and the price goes up April 23rd.
Price goes up April 23rd. You can do all three races and join the series. And then once you complete the series, you will get a finisher's medal saying that you've completed all three races. Vic will be there doing all the timing, so we'll even have your cumulative finishing times. And then the top five boys and girls that finish get trophies as well for the series. So it'll be nice and fun.
You never know when you get your kids involved in running. My kids got involved in running, and it was because of these races.
Right, and now this series, because of Great Train Race as well, we have the quarter mile, half mile, and full mile at all three events. So kids can train in their distance and then move up accordingly.
Well, I've always said, I mean, this area is really lucky to have FARC in this area, just the organization and the people involved, and also to have Vic in Race Timing Unlimited, because kids can run in a race just like their parents do. It's time,
yes,
just
they can.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then also we have races for their parents.
Yes.
The Coldwell Banker Elite Grand Prix Series, we have 9 more races. Go to runfark.com for the upcoming schedule. The next race is the SPCA 5K Rescue Run, June 9th. And we have, I said, 9 more races in the series. We've already done 3.
Yeah.
To qualify for award and get the T-shirt.
Get the T-shirt.
You only have to finish 7 races. Doesn't matter how long it takes you to finish those races.
Right.
Just want to get out there, participate. It's great. Races from 5Ks. We've got the mile race downtown. Yeah. Miles part of it. And 10-miler out Devil's Den 10-miler out in Culpeper, and of course Blue Gray Half Marathon finishes up in December. So if you want to run another half marathon in the city, if you run the historic half,
yeah.
Blue Gray, it's we go up Fall Hill Avenue rather than Hospital Hill, but the same steepness, matter of fact, a little bit steeper.
Yeah.
Earlier in the race, and
that's a hill.
But that's December 8th, so
yeah.
a lot of opportunities to run in this area.
Vic Culp, Kathy Wiese, thank you both. This has been a lot of fun to talk about this. GTRFredericksburg.com is the website. RunFARC.com, and really, FARC's a great organization to join and get plugged in to the running community. RaceTimingUnlimited.org also has information on all of these races. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.